Just a few letters today. First of all, regular correspondent to the Evening News, David Coe of Norwich, says the Norwich area cannot take unlimited buildings of houses, as he writes. I completely agree with the ever-increasing number of people who have concerns about developers who bring up plans to build new houses next door and around them, which are various councils now seemingly automatically agree to, against the wishes of the vast percentage of the local people who oppose them. I have no doubt that it reflects the views of the vast majority of the local population around Norwich today, who fear they might be next in line to face the same problems themselves in the future. There is a limit to the number of houses that can be built in and around this area, and now the way our planners are carrying on without taking the local concerns on board will mean that in the near future, Wroxham, Rackheath and Coltishall, etc. will become physically attached to Norwich as Thorpe is today. Would North Norfolk accept large swaths of its area being swallowed up in vast building projects? Western democracy today seems to mean only the wishes of the minority who are in power are carried out, even though they were elected to carry out the wishes of the majority. One line in one of our great patriotic songs, Jerusalem, has the line, "In England's green and pleasant land," which around Norwich should be changed and sung as grey and concrete land.
Still on the house building front, an earlier correspondent's views prompts a rebuke from Dave Thurston of Spixworth. I'm afraid I must take issue with Bernie Woods regarding a comment he makes in his letter. In a democratic society, the number one priority should not be to build sound, affordable homes mainly for the benefit of the young first-time buyer. Instead, it should be to build sound homes for anybody that needs one, not least those for whom home ownership is financially beyond their wildest dreams.
On a semi-seasonal note, June Hopper of Causton gives a tip on how to liven up Brussels sprouts. She says, "Just my idea, tried over the last 50 years for those who don't like Brussels sprouts. Plentiful at the moment. Working up to Christmas. Add 1/2 teaspoon of sugar instead of salt when cooking. It also helps to keep them greener. I even persuaded a chef many years ago."